Chapter 102, Where Everyone Else Is.
"So what's with the broom?"
says Ned, who is on the door of the Slivery Moon this particular night. "It's a crutch," Melody replies.
"To lean on? I get it. Don't we all need one every once in a while? A shoulder to cry on, a hand to hold, a thing to mop up spilt milk, that kind of thing. I get it. Where are you going?"
"Oh, I don't know. Down there, I suppose, where everyone else is."
"Don't let me influence your decision."
"I won't."
"But you have to pay me first."
"I have to pay to go down there? I'm walking wounded, babe. Don't I get in free?"
"Walking wounded? First I've heard of it. Is that something you've just thought up? If you want to go down there, you have to pay, broom or no broom."
"Tonight it's a crutch."
"Whatever."
"And if I buy a copy of your rag, will you let me in?"
"Possibly. Try me."
"Sell your stuff. Tempt me. What's it about this time?"
"Here, I'll read you some. Free sample."
"Keep it short. Foot's throbbing."
"And beauty. Of what possible use could that possibly be? An invention of some kind of hierarchy. Is a dead flower not as engaging, as valuable as a fresh one? What's with the tyranny of youth? Have we not rubbed shoulders enough with each other and ourselves to value otherness, shared our secrets with the disinterested and idle, chin-wagged with living relics and dilly-dallied with worms and other vermin?"
"I see," responds Melody.
"So, what do you make of it?"
"I have to make something of it?"
"Ideally."
"Since when are worms vermin?"
"You don't want to believe everything you read."
"Well, I don't know, man. I just wanted to go down there to where everyone else is. Give me a break, all right?"
Ned slumps down on his stool and stares at the tabletop, at it and right through it, to the floor and through that as well. He rolls up his latest fanzine and stuffs it down the front of his trousers, tied up with dressing gown cord. Melody hops from stale step to step down into the dark place where everyone else is.